Good morning. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch that the Bechor is the firstborn fast on Erev Pesach, whether a firstborn from a mother or a father. Our question today is why? Why are the Bechorim the firstborn fasting on Erev Pesach? So in fact, we'll see three approaches to this. The first is brought in the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Tor, that it's Zecher L'Neish Shenitzolu Mimakas Bechoris. It's remembering the miracle that the Bechorim, the firstborn, were saved during the Makas Bechoris, the plague of the firstborn, that the rest of the firstborns were wiped out in Egypt, and the Jewish firstborns were saved. So the Birkei Yosef explains this tour as follows, that there's a Pirsumei Nisa, we want to publicize the Nes, that the Jewish Bechorim were saved. Accordingly, we have a fast day. And he says as follows, he continues, so really, the fast should have been during Yontif, the first day of Yontif, because the Nes happened at night, Lel HaSeder, Bechatzos HaLaila. Accordingly, we should be fasting on Yontif itself. However, because it's prohibited to fast on Yontif, they brought the fast the day prior. In other words, on Erev Yontif, Erev Pesach, rather than fasting on the first day of Yontif. So that's the approach of the Birkei Yosef explaining the Torah, that we have a Pirsumei Nisa, we're publicizing the Nes of the Jews, that they, the Bechorim were saved, but instead of having the fast when it occurred on the first day of Yontif, we fast on the day prior on Erev Pesach. The second approach is brought by the Zichron Yehuda, who asks on this whole approach. The first approach, Pirsumei Nisa, so we have a fast. Since when would we have a fast because of Pirsumei Nisa? If it's because to remember the Nes of the firstborns being saved, it should be a day of Simcha and Yontif. It shouldn't be a fast day. It's a fascinating and excellent question by Zichron Yehuda. If this is a tremendous nace of the saving of the Bechorim, we don't want to celebrate it by a fast. Let's have a celebration. So accordingly, he explains the Tor, who says that we're remembering the nace of the Makas Bechoros, that the Jews were saved. He explains this as follows, that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, there's Shiyamus called Bechor Be'etz Mitzrayim. All the firstborns in Eretz Mitzrayim are going to pass away. They're going to be killed in the Makas Mechoros and the Lela Seder at Chatzos HaLaila. He said, Kechatzos HaLaila. But you, Klal Yisrael, don't leave your houses. So the Bechorim said, we better fast to ensure that we are saved. Accordingly, each Bechor fasted, and each father of a young child who wasn't fasting would fast for the young child. So we have them fasting to ensure that they would be saved as well. They knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, stay home, you'll be safe. But they were concerned, maybe our avonos, we have sins, maybe we'll be punished along with the mitzrim. Lachein, mis'anim gamat, accordingly, because of the fast that the Bechorim did on Erev Pesach, accordingly says the Zichron Yehuda, we also fast nowadays, the Bechorim and the fathers of Bechorim, who if the young children, if they're not fasting, as Zecher LaTanis, and we are remembering the Tainis that happened, not on Pesach, but on Erev Pesach was the day that the Tainis happened, and it is a Zecher to the Tainis of the Bechorim in on Mitzrayim. So in other words, so far we have two approaches. The approach of the Birkei Yosef, that we fast nowadays as Pirsumei Nisa of the Nes that happened on Lel HaSeder, that the Jews were saved, but we cannot fast on Yontif, so we bring it the day before, which is Erev Pesach. Second approach is the Zichron Yehuda, who is of the view that in fact we are fasting Zecher to the Tainis of the Bechorim. That was on Erev Pesach itself. Accordingly, we're not moving the fast before or later, whatever. We are sticking with the exact day when the fast was by Bechorim. And the third approach is brought by the Minchas Yitzchak, who brings in the name of the Gaon Mezidichov, who says that the whole source for fasting is Masechet Sofrim. And in Masechet Sofrim, it says that the Bechorim, that they fast, but truth be told, there's a toe sofer, there's a mistake in the Tainis Bechorim, Masechet Sofrim. The Masechet Sofrim says, HaBechorim Mis'anim, that indeed it says that the Bechorim do fast, but it's a mistake. It should say, HaBechorim Mis'angim, not Mis'anim, Mis'agim. It says to be a Tanug, that this day is a day that it should be a celebrated day, not a day of fasting. It's a Tanuk for them because they were saved. And accordingly, the Gaon Mezidichov was of the view that this whole concept of fasting on Erev Pesach by the Bechorim is a mistake. Nonetheless, says the Minchas Yitzchak, obviously we cannot paskin like that. Halacha l'maisa, if the Shulchan Aruch paskins, we need a fast, the Bechorim need a fast, obviously the fast has to happen by B'dachorim. However, because we have this side to be makel, this third approach of being totally makel, not fasting at all, accordingly, because of that, we bolster the case that it is sufficient to simply attend a siyum given by somebody else, and somebody who attends a siyum, a bachor who attends a siyum, who would otherwise have to fast, is absolved from fasting because he attended the siyum. And in fact, he says there are two other areas we can be makel because of this tziruf from the Gaon, Mizidich of number one. If somebody wants to hurry up in, to make the siyum, in other words, he's learning something, a masechta, and he wouldn't typically finish at his pace, but he hurries up in order to finish up and have the siyum, or somebody, if he, instead of hurrying up, he can slow down. In other words, he was going to finish a week or two early, and he can still have the siyum, just delay the siyum and finish it on the day on Erev Pesach and have the siyum accordingly. So this third sheet that this concept of the Tainis Bechorim is a mistake. We obviously you don't pask in that way, but it can be used according to the Mitzchas Yitzchak as a tziruf to maybe make when it comes to the siyumim and the various guidelines of when the siyum applies and can be done. Have a wonderful day.